Mother Theodore Guerin was a woman in frequent conflict with the hierarchy of her church.
Commentator Peter Manceau.
In her lifetime, she was dismissed from her religious vows, banished from her order, even threatened with excommunication. Now she's a saint? This is nothing new. The Catholic Church has had plenty of practice turning its heretics into its holiest. The most famous example would be Joan of Arc, for whom sainthood came by way of a burning at the stake. It seems sometimes that where faith is concerned, yesterday's heresy is today's orthodoxy. I wonder what future generations will make of those who are thorns in the side of religious authority today. For me, this question is far from academic. My father was an excommunicated Roman Catholic priest. In fact, when I was growing up, most of the fathers in my parents' circle were priests without parishes. Many of the mothers were former nuns, like my mother. They had all married in the late 1960s. It was a failed attempt to change their church's policy of mandatory celibacy for clergy. As a result, they were ejected from the official ranks of the faithful, but they have never given up the faith. My siblings and I used to call them the married priest people. They gathered regularly at our house to celebrate Mass in our dining room. Then we'd cook hamburgers, play badminton, and do all the things non-excommunicated families do at summer weekend get-togethers. At the time, I had no idea of the significance of these homey affairs, but now I see them as what they were, the backyard barbecue as suburban heretics convention. Dad lived for these occasions. All through the year, his vestments hung in dry cleaning bags in the front hall closet, like an injured athlete's uniform. He was always ready to get back in the game. The religious lives my parents had once had were mysterious to me. But I did know that, like Mother Guerin, they'd been banished from a community they loved. They believed that the church would catch up to their radical ideas. It seemed like blind faith to me. Yet seeing now what has become of this nearly excommunicated nun turned saint, I don't think this will be the final chapter of my parents' story. History may indeed be written by the winners, but it is revised by the patient, the stubborn, those who insist that words like excommunication or banishment don't mean an end, but a beginning. That's how it always felt to me when the married priest people gathered. With 24 of us crammed around a dining room table, my father would stand in what seemed his natural state, white vestments, gold stole, presiding over a mass made of improvised liturgical elements, a ceramic chalice filled with pink Zinfandel, a dinner plate piled with pita bread. After scripture readings in a short sermon, my father lifted the plate. "This is my body." He lifted the cup. "This is my blood." And then both were passed around the table, from priest to nun to child. Of course, as a good Catholic of the 19th century, Mother Guerin probably would have been scandalized by such a scene. As her own story shows us, though, today's rule breakers just might be tomorrow's saints.
Peter Manceau is the author of the book Vows, the story of a priest, a nun, and their son. He edits the online magazine KillingTheBuddha.com.